Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I have no preference for any of the language there, so there's no need to type EU anywhere. But I just wanted to mention something. We're in a drafting exercise on a UN declaration, and when we were preparing for this exercise, we looked at what already exists. And there are basically two UN declarations that are particularly relevant to the work that we are doing. It's a UN declaration on the rights of indigenous peoples, and it's the UN declaration on the rights of peasants and other people working in rural areas. If you look at these two texts, you will agree with me that the way they are construed is, and I'm a legal mind, it's beautiful. What we are doing here, if you compare it to that level, we have some more work to do. These declarations, every article is on a specific right. Every paragraph one of every article starts with peasants have the right to, or people, indigenous peoples have the right to. And that's how they build it up. A first paragraph always stating the right. In simple terms, they have it. And then there's a paragraph two or three where actually we say, and states, by the way, should do this and that. And I think we would really benefit from trying to develop ourselves a working method that we use constantly, consistently, for every article, because I think it would really help us win time. And if it's not possible this week, which I fully understand, because we at some point we need to finish the first reading, maybe this could be something that the chairperson rapporteur can have a look at when we work on a revised version, and we don't have to do that ourselves in the room. If we can agree on the principle, it's already something, I would say.